What do you guys have to do this time that maybe didn't happen a week ago?
Against State?
Yep.
We got to make free throws. Our defense intensity has to be intense the whole 40 minutes and not 20. And we just got to play much harder.
Devin, what went right in that first game against Michigan State where you guys had that 30-8 lead and just really jumped on them? What happened?
That was it. We just jumped on them. And once you get ahead on a team and the Big Ten is kind of – it's hard for teams to come back. And we ended up just piling the points on. So and that's kind of what happened there too. Once you get that big lead, it's hard to get back on good teams like that.
What was going through your mind when you found out that you guys are going to be playing Michigan State, especially considering that you just played them last week?
I didn't really care who we played, really. I don't even know how I found out, to tell you the truth. I just looked, was in the locker room and found out, I guess. But, I mean, it's, it doesn't matter who you play. You still have to play hard. They all, every team in the Big Ten is good. So you're going to have to play hard regardless of who you have.
I feel like you guys will be loose. I mean, the pressure's on them. They've got to win. It seems like the opinion is they have to win to get in.
Yeah, but, I mean, I guess you could say the pressure's on them, but they're going to play loose, too. They're going to play like they don't have nothing to lose either because, I mean, that's how if you want to win, that's how you got to come in. If you can come in all we're playing under pressure, then you're going to play with a little more timid and because, you know, every shot and everything you do is going to count. So they'll probably come in and play more loose than people expect.
How have these last few days been for you guys after beating Purdue?
It's been fun. Practice has been a lot better and funner, and you can just see the confidence going through the guys. So it's been a fun experience.
Does it help knowing that with Michigan State and then potentially Purdue, if you guys beat Michigan State Thursday, these are teams that you have beaten this season?
So knowing that they are beatable, yeah, that helps too, knowing that we've beaten both of these teams, and both of these teams are beating us. So, I mean, it's just a chance to even out the end the tiebreaker, basically. So, I mean, you're just going to have to come out and play hard. Really.
Now, you play Michigan State here. You beat them by 20. You go up there. You lose by 19. Are you expecting this one to be much closer this time around?
Yeah, I am. This is going to be more of a dog fight than either one of the games here or in Michigan. So, it's going to be a neutral floor. Neither state is at home. It should be a good one.
What kind of stands out in your mind when you look at some of the guards that they have, like Kalen Lucas and Keith Appling, who I know had a big game against you last week?
Kalen's really real cool. He's a senior leader. He knows the game, and he's playing with a tremendous confidence right now. He's really been leading that team. And then you got Keith, a freshman who was highly recruited out of high school, who's a good player too. And he's just learning his way, just like the freshmen on our team are learning our way through the system. So as all of us keep having good games, our confidence is going to keep rising. So.